Okay, everyone, welcome to Comptown.
Good welcome to Comptown, everyone.
Welcome to Comptown. It's Dirty Ronnie and his retarded friend.
I'm not retarded.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You forgot to say psych afterwards.
Yo, psych, yo.
That's right.
Anyway, we got a Jewish guy and a black guy here.
Downs but not out. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. I got to have him on here. I get to pay him less than minimum wage.
Who, me?
To be on this podcast.
Me or the black guy. You know, no, we have fun here. 98 Rock, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. Call in right now and tell us where in Dundalk you were molested for a chance to win free Ravens
free
camo
tickets
pants
to next week's Battle of the Bands at Wham's Head Y. You've got my darkest poison. misery disciples. The Kings of Doom. Maryland's greatest bands.
Maryland.
Damn, dude. That's the backup plan, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, that would rule. And we
could
easily get those jobs.
We could do it.
Easily get them, very easily lose them.
Lose them immediately. Yeah, we have a six-month
for
run.
For specifically doing that.
Yes.
For pretending to have Down syndrome for an entire morning on local radio.
That was the basis of talk radio for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now they're taking it away from us, folks.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Thank you for listening, everyone. We got our big dog from the West Coast, Jamel Johnson, coming in.
Oh,
what's up? What's up, Melzer?
What the fuck is good, bro?
California Jamel.
I love when me and Stav are in the same room.
Malibu Mel.
Like, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It feels like the planets lined up.
It's right, dude. Mm-hmm. The yin yang.
Two fat niggas with glasses.
The yin yang twins.
We should never be together, dude.
I know. It's true. One of us.
You had the same glasses for a while now.
I got some new shits.
Really?
Same style. I went to Costco.
My man.
Doubled up.
Yeah, because they're like reading glass.
Yeah, yeah. Thick ass.
Like, I like it.
Over bigger
cheaters
than my eyelashes.
Yeah.
The fucking eyebrows.
The top lashes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have two. Mm-hmm. You have like ones with like no under thing.
Yeah, yeah. I got the, they look like transition lenses, but they're not though.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
We were just talking about glasses on a recent episode.
Were we?
Yeah, about different glasses you could put on and what they would do.
Yeah, that was a good episode. That was a really good episode.
Oh, is that the bonus? No.
No, that was 2 weeks ago. It was Patreon.
Gotcha.
We're still sort of coasting off the...
That hypothetical?
Yeah, that hypothetical.
Everyone talks shit about my hypotheticals, but I finally knocked one out of the park
with
that one.
If
you could have glasses do whatever you wanted, what would you have them do?
That's not a hypothetical. That's like a setup.
It is.
For a,
it is actually.
No, it's you don't understand.
Hypothetically, what?
No,
would
you
those
said if you could
do?
Have glasses.
No, yeah. You try to. It's not hypotheticals that you're bad at. You're bad at like catch 22s.
Yeah.
You're
how
like
about catch
if you
4.5.
Yeah,
and
if you had to suck a
mouth.
Guy's dick, but he sucks your dick, or have sex with a woman. What would you
think? I think that's a fair point.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
What if we don't know what the woman looks like? Maybe this guy's really good at sucking dick. Yeah. Maybe his dick tastes really good.
Is the point
we
that
need
you
don't more
know
information?
Any of the extra variables?
Yeah.
It's just three boxes.
That's what I'm saying, Jamel. Everyone thinks these are simple solutions.
Yeah.
And I introduce nuance into all of this.
That'd be cool. A Down syndrome pickup artist named Nuance.
Yes, it would be.
He's got like a Velcro top hat. he takes it off his head.
M'lady.
Makes a rip noise.
Oh my
John,
God.
If I'm buying you the top hat, I'm putting Velcro on it so you don't lose it again.
I'm not spending another $6,000 on an authentic English top hat for you to just lose it again.
But I'm trying. I lost it trying to get pussy. Yeah. I was trying to go get pussy and I lost
it. She just super glues Velcro strips onto his head. On his fucking bald head.
Doctors have finally found a way to make people with Down syndrome develop Velcro skin.
Well, one of the biggest hurdles is that all of my clothes need to be fastened with Velcro. Now it just attaches to my body like a Wego man.
That's good, man. Mm-hmm. These are really good. This is good stuff.
This is good stuff.
Good to see y'all, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, good
always
to see
good
you
to see
too,
you, dudes.
How's New York treating you, buddy boy?
It's been pretty good, man.
Yeah.
You had a fun trip?
I'm having a good time. I saw a Supreme pinball machine.
Nice.
I'm in. I'm all the way in.
What more can you ask for?
Ate a slice.
Mm-hmm.
Got harassed by a crazy old Jewish lady with this fool.
Yeah, that sucked.
Really?
Oh, man.
What
she
happened?
She was in our
just
grill.
This woman thought she was having lunch with me and Jamel.
Yeah.
And we were not trying to have lunch with her.
He was mentioned.
She wouldn't shut up. And she was like, she started by complaining about Jewish people. That
well, okay.
She's like, and you know,
and that's how she won
all
you
these
over?
Old Jews. They
she wasn't wrong.
Yeah. No. Wait. She was like, Yeah, you know, like all these old Jews that just hang out at Zabar's all day and then they talk to you like you know them and that they're like they're incredibly annoying and they just like think that they're part of the conversation. They think that they're part of the crew. And she was like literally
yelling
doing
this
that.
At
yeah.
me while I'm trying to eat a damn fucking
pastrami. Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, that was. And then at the end, she was like, what were your names? And I was like, Adam, and this is Jamel. She's like, oh,
I don't
want
to drop
nice to meet you.
Too many hints, but Adam, if I don't know if I really have a birthday coming up, but I would appreciate a Zabar's gift basket.
Ooh,
it is really nice.
If
gift.
Someone were to buy me that this
you don't
week,
have a birthday coming up?
I don't, but if...
No, not
as
for
a gift,
months and months.
For, as
it
a gift,
was, hypothetically.
Hypothetically. If
it's a, Nick's birthday.
Hint, okay. Hint.
What, someone are you talking, to, what do you want? You want a babka in there?
Somebody were to purchase me a gift from Zabar, a gift basket from Zabar's
just
because
you want one is what you're saying.
Wait. Let me finish because this is the best part of the thing.
Shut up.
It's actually not, but I'm going to let you finish. It's not the best part, but I'm going to finish.
We say goodbye, and she's like, what are your names? And I'm like, I'm Adam, and Jamel's like, I'm Jamel. And she goes, oh, Jamel, I live in a Crip neighborhood, actually.
Yeah. I have this many gang members in my neighborhood.
She was like, there are gangs in my neighborhood.
And I happen to be wearing some red shit. And I just kind of like, I was like, should I turn this up?
That would be
should
awesome.
Should I start acting crazy?
You
should
have fucked her
Jamel,
up.
Jamel, I happen to live in a Crip neighborhood, just so you know. I've met gangsters
start acting
before.
Like Uncle Murda.
Oh, my God.
What's Bracken, blood? Anna.
That's incredible.
The best part was when she was talking about the fucking owner dude from Zabar's.
Yeah, she was.
And how he was like an old creep or something.
Gossiping about Zabar's.
He's yeah. like, yeah, he would come up and say the wildest things to me sometimes. One time, he said something
wait,
to me.
Wait, this bitch just hangs out in Zabar's all
no,
day?
No, we were at this pastrami place in Greenpoint.
Oh, Frankel's is good
Frankel's,
shit. Yeah.
Shouts out to Frankel.
Mm-hmm. She was talking about an old man that hangs out at Zabar's who I guess she's like, and he was very inappropriate, very sexual with me. And I was like, what did he say? She's like, well, I don't want
to
say it too loud.
First off, she offered she was like, he was very inappropriate. And we were silent. And then she came back like, you don't want to know? You want to know what he said?
Oh, hell yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, what's up? She's like, yeah, he said to me, if you have a French toast, you have to have butter and maple syrup because it makes women wet on the inside. And we were like, that doesn't make any sense.
That's true. Yeah. I pour syrup all over my bitch's pussy.
One little detail
that
she
got
her
dripping
was
like Miss Buttersworth.
At the end of it,
who by the way had the best pussy?
She definitely.
That's
did.
The first bottle
she
of Mrs.
Had
Buttersworth.
A sticky pussy though.
The first bottle of Mrs. Buttersworth was just her pussy juice. Oh, wow. She had diabetes, and it was so sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yep. And then scientists reverse engineered it from her pussy drippings and created a beautiful. And then the maple syrup color is actually added. To make it more.
So it was just kind of clear. More of a translucent.
It's more translucent.
It's like a simple syrup.
Yeah.
It looks like simple syrup, but it didn't market test as well.
Well, it's because there's living cells in it and it dies. So once you bottle it, there's no way to preserve it. So it turns brown.
Oh, organically turns brown.
Organically turns brown.
Wow.
I thought it was maple syrup dye, but I guess.
This is why you're a food enthusiast and not a food
scientist.
You're
right. You're right. And an amateur historian.
Yeah.
But yeah, to reiterate though, Mrs. Buttersworth's pussy was very good.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she wears the big ass, the dress. It's just all to keep it contained.
You ever see the original Aunt Jemima?
No.
She was like 400 pounds.
Hell yeah.
And then they were like, maybe not so fat. The next time. And they just didn't let her be fat anymore. After the first one, because they realized, you know, pancakes probably aren't. You don't want to just see like the fattest bitch in the world.
Wait, yeah. Aunt Jemima is a real person?
Well, with the actress that played Aunt Jemima.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. On the pilot.
On the
pilot. They got Halle Berry too.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, Halle Berry in fucking John Wick 3 was hot.
You saw it?
I did see it.
She pulled the titties out again?
I thought the fight scene was cool, but I thought she's such a bad actress. That movie reminded me how bad of an actress she is.
How fucking dare you?
What do you mean, how dare
she put
Oscar
on a
winning.
Clinic, dude?
Yeah, this is
she won an Oscar for getting fucked by Billy Bob Thornton from behind.
But she did that though.
She did it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Honestly, I mean, I
like that.
I want pancakes. From
I
this
want
woman.
Pancakes from a fat bitch. What the fuck? Why did they make her less fat?
Wait, why are you guys getting so upset?
I heard she was fired for eating all the paintings. I don't know if that's true. It's, I think nice, it's sort right. of an industry rumor. Mm.
It's nice doing the pod with two fat guys and two jacked guys, two ripped jacked guys.
No. Mm. First of all, me and Jamel are stocky.
Yeah.
That's number one.
We're officially
two husky fellas.
Yeah, we're husky, stocky boys.
Yeah. And I guess you could say that I'm like two separate guys in shape.
No, I meant that you and I are both
two scrawny guys and two stocky guys.
I'm the two strong guys. No. And then Adam and...
What am I, a ghost?
Adam's the... Yeah. A ghost.
You're a specter.
You're a specter.
A no pussy getting ghoul.
A disrespecter. Yeah. I don't fucking care for you. Your insolence.
Just in case.
You're not jacked, bitch.
You're not. You've never been once in your life.
I've been jacked.
No. Never. You've never had base strength.
Show it off because I wear baggy clothing. I'm humble.
You got a minimal pump one time in the gym lifting 12-pound dumbbells.
Well, that's a pump.
Yeah.
Shit, I gotta do push-ups today.
Do you?
What?
I'm starting to do push-ups.
Oh, man.
How many do you do?
Good luck.
This is so funny. You ever go to the website 100 push-ups?
Yeah.
And they do like they break it down.
It's a course, yeah.
And it's like, and I did the test, and it's like, the first day, the amount of push-ups I'm supposed to do was one set of two, mm-hmm. and then a set of three, and then a set of two, mm-hmm. another set of two, and then a set of three.
How many push-ups can you do?
The first day I did like six or seven.
I've tested it a couple of times.
Really wavered on that six.
I've never been able to do more than about like 55, 60 in one set.
In one set, that's a lot though.
It is a lot, but yeah. I mean, it's like it would take like a lot of like specific training to work up to 100 in one set.
Right now, off the couch, I could probably do 30. I'd say.
No.
Yeah, do it.
Do it right now.
I'm going to do it right now. We got to do it.
I'll hold your mic. Do it.
Yeah, Jamel,
no,
hold your mic.
It's a visual thing. We don't...
I'll take a video. I'll take a video on my phone.
You confidently said you could do right now 30 push-ups.
Yep.
I'm hungover from last night.
No, no. This is... You wanted to claim this.
Go ahead.
You said you could.
I could do it after the show.
No, do it right now.
Right now.
This is good content, dude.
It's not good content.
It is really good content.
It's a radio show.
We'll put the mic near your mouth and you'll be like... At four.
All right, but don't be.
My pussy hurts from doing push-ups.
Okay, Nick, what's the optimal form? Because I don't want to get into some like.
My pussy.
I'm not gonna do some like
all the way up, all the way down.
I don't
want to
do like 25, and you're like, those were the wrong form.
Touch your chest to the ground. Go back.
Chest
up.
To the ground is a little bit
fine.
I mean, that's good. That's prison push-ups.
No, 90 degree
it
arms.
It doesn't have to be chest to the ground.
90 degree arms.
It doesn't have to be chest to the ground.
Let's chest see. To the ground. Is
it
like,
doesn't have to
I'm
be.
Not
but
a
it
has
I'm just holding
Navy
you to the
SEAL.
Same standards as the United States Marine Corps.
Ugh.
Hoo-wah.
All right.
Yeah. Little bitch.
Let's see if I do 30.
Here we go.
I got really drunk last night.
Oh, now fucking excuses.
I've seen you with the tequila sodas. Yeah. That's why so you got to do this.
Started already, early on those.
Already like agreed to only doing girl push-ups.
Yeah. No one
incomplete.
Knees.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to get this.
We were taking video.
No we're taking video
to
bitch.
Send directly to everyone on the subreddit.
I'm gonna send it to my mom.
Inboxes.
Here we go. Adam does push-ups. Adam does push-ups.
I'm gonna send it to her just to be like, this is the dude who was faking.
Okay, everyone, and welcome to the Gay Olympics.
Here he is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See, he's wavering already. 7, 8, 9, 10.
12.
13. No, that's 14, dude.
Uh-oh. 14. Just keep going.
Don't stop, yeah. 15.
Adam saw a guy on the window and got distracted and stopped.
I'm just filming a cat now.
Uh-oh, he's tired at 7.
All right.
22.
Not 22.
20. You're adding numbers.
22.
23.
24.
26.
27.
28.
Uh-oh. 29. No, 31. Bullshit.
Yeah, put the one on it. Just
bullshit.
Yeah.
29. 29 by Adam. He
31.
Did not get it done.
That was 31 with a
he stopped at 29.
We all saw it. No, that was 31.
29.
I could have kept going.
29 push-ups.
29 push-ups.
We all
liar.
Saw it. No, it wasn't
you
29.
You fucking liar.
It wasn't 29. I went through 31.
29.
That was 31.
You're so close, bro.
Dude, you lied, though.
He was right there.
I didn't lie. Now you're lying to everyone.
29 push-ups.
We all saw it.
We all saw it.
With our own two eyes. 29 push-ups.
I'm so out of breath right now.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, man.
Well, that was close, Adam, but 29. You did not get it, and I'm sorry, but you did impress us. It was a moral victory.
Thanks for coming to the 98 Rock Push-Up Contest. Tickets are $60. Yeah. They come with a free T-shirt giveaway to one person who attends. Only one person will get the free T-shirt.
Only one person will get the T-shirt.
Only one person.
The deep voice guy, but he's also got Down syndrome.
That's a good one. You remember those like radio ones where they would have like a porn star come and fuck everybody?
Yeah. Yes, that was the good thing.
98 Rock doing an ass blowout of Asia Sargento.
Wait, what was going on? On Twitter the other day, like, Ian was responding to, like, 40 tweets that were like, seriously, you destroyed that bitch. And, like, so I figured out from context that he was on Kumia's show or something.
I don't know. Who cares? I think he had sex with your ass.
He had sex with a porn star on Kumia's show?
No, man.
What are
you talking about?
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know. That's why I was asking if you guys
knew. I don't know.
Oh,
first, you can't do the push-ups you promised.
I did.
Then you bring up a topic that no one knows what the fuck you're talking about.
I thought you might know.
I don't know.
You're panicking and changing the subject because you can only do 28 push-ups.
Now it's 28?
Yeah, it was always 28.
No,
yeah.
What do you mean? 31.
I would give him two back because he did it in that hot-ass leather hat.
I did in my leather
looking
hat.
Like G.I. Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Looked like Max from Bad Boys.
I have a Mercedes-Benz hat right now, and it works. But I got my car back from the shop. And
oh yeah, Adam, how much did you pay to make repairs on your car?
This is $2,000.
So now we're at what, 5 G's?
$5,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
5 G's clean for 2003.
And plus the hat, I got this on eBay for $5. So okay. That's a $5,005.
$5,005 investment.
I tried to start the car up to come to Nick's to do the pod.
I got a BMW Puma tracksuit.
Oh yeah,
like an M Motorsports.
My brother wears some joints,
and some guy was like, "Do you even have a BMW?" It's like, "How do you think clothes work?"
Yeah, like, fuck, man.
Do you even own a McDonald's?
No, but there's like a thing.
Yeah. Do you even own the Chicago Bulls? Yeah.
Excuse me, are you even on the San Francisco 49ers?
Fuck that guy. Does he have a BMW or was he mad you were stealing Valor?
I immediately erased him from my memory. I said, be gone with you.
That's awesome, man. You're letting a lot of stuff go right now.
I am, dude.
Poof, be gone.
I've let so much stuff go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like earlier, we all held you down and fucked your ass.
Yeah. I also let go of the fact that Adam only did 26 push-ups after bragging that he could do at least 40.
Hey, 40. Nick, come on. He did 27. 30. Yeah. He did 27.
Be fair.
He did 26. Right. Be fair.
Sorry, I'm exaggerating. The real number is 26 and a half. Let's stop said.
Yep. We all saw it.
Generously giving you an extra half push-up.
Damn, I got to do my own push-ups after this, though. I won't make a spectacle of my fitness.
Good luck.
Because it matters.
I didn't
want to
make a spectacle.
Gut to the ground. That's all you got
to
do. Gut down.
That's why I'm good at push-ups, because all the gut.
Yeah.
So I only have to go about halfway.
Just sort
down.
Of like... dribbling your own stomach with your fingertips.
<Da-da-da-da>. Like a fucking globetrotter.
Just fill up with air. The Kirby.
Damn. I wish I could get other people's superpowers by eating them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. Who would you suck if you were Kirby?
Would I suck off?
Yeah.
I guess I would suck off the guy who plays Thor to look like Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What if you had
get
to
someone's powers if
you
suck
them off?
I guess.
That's pretty good.
That's the closest
like a
thing to Kirby.
Kind of thing?
Yeah.
You'd have to suck their dick or eat their pussy.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'd pick a jacked woman then and eat her pussy.
Kirby's just like a girl. So like...
Whoever
he sucks off, he like picks up their like hobbies and stuff.
That's why it's
Kirby's like, no, I've always like worn green hats with an L on them.
Yeah,
it's kind of my thing.
I probably suck off like an NBA, like a G League guy.
Oh, okay.
Something low profile, but I could dunk.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to dunk.
Yeah, a 12th man would be good.
Yeah.
You know?
Judd Bushler.
Yeah. I would suck off like, who's that guy that's on Toronto now? Derek Williams, that's been on 100 different teams.
He's Toronto?
He's got
the dreads. Lottery pick.
Yeah. I would suck off a lottery pick that never panned out.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You know?
Because you still get a house.
Shabazz Muhammad. Yeah,
Shouts out to Shabazz Muhammad.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
One time.
Is he out the league?
Last time I checked.
Can you publicly state that you met him then?
Yeah. I met him on some low-key Los Angeles business.
Interesting.
Some business.
Get it? Yep.
Business. Mm-hmm. You know.
You were working at a massage parlor.
Adam's asshole.
Yeah, yeah. Delivered him at 10 in the morning.
Let me get those pics.
I got to go up.
I'm trying to see those Polaroids.
I got to go up to Mulholland. I got a couple Mulholland. Of
at Adam's hole.
That makes sense. Basketball players can't admit they're gay, so they have to have. They don't want a trace to their hard drive.
I was in a Polaroid.
Adam spent 93 to 97 getting turned out by every producer in the canyon.
When I was six to nine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just every day, just full leather outfits, chains, whips, doing blow till 6 o'clock in the morning till he had enough, and he moved back to South Dakota to get married to a trucker.
I remember that.
I was the prettiest girl in my town.
Now he just hangs out around the synagogue helping out. Seems to be pretty stable. He's a little fat now.
I was the prom queen.
His looks have faded.
Yeah.
I was the prom queen, and I had like a pregnancy that I had terminated my senior year.
Yeah.
And I left home. Everyone said you should be a model. So I moved to LA, and there were some guys like, I have modeling opportunities for you. And then I got.
That was Jamel's dad. You took a picture of your asshole with those Polaroids.
Yeah, and so it began, man.
And decades later, Jamel's making money selling them to basketball players.
Serving them.
Right.
Polaroids are your cheeks spread.
Modeling opportunities is always a... That's a code word for something that can't be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they caught you on the Craigslist?
No, it was just a limo pulled up next to me. I was like about to leave LA. No, I'd like failed. I was about to leave LA. I was crying. And then a limo pulls up. Window goes down. Just a disembodied voice. I didn't even see the face inside.
It's Jim Carrey's The Mask, and he put his green dick in Adam's mouth.
From the
window. Stop me.
The cock just jumped out of the window into his mouth across the street.
Adam being raped in the back of a limousine by The Mask. Boom, 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 boom.
Do you think that
he's
in the limo?
Smoking.
He's in the limo the whole time, and his dick is just fucking you. Do you think The Mask is the best testament to 90s swing revival in popular culture?
Yes.
Yeah.
It has to be, right?
I got nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Zoot Suit Riot, Cherry Pop, and Daddies is the only thing I can think of.
Stop trying to change the subject.
Yeah, from you getting fucked.
I got
by
raped
the mask.
By Jim Carrey.
No.
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
By The Mask.
By The Mask.
By Stanley Ipshits or whatever his name is.
Was that his name?
Yeah. Well, not when he was wearing the mask. Then he just became The Mask.
That's true.
Changed his whole government.
The Mask is a you become Loki, whatever you... the trickster god. Was Ben Stein saying that movie?
I don't remember. Ben Stein's in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Many people have called. Oh, yeah. I love when they go through and they try and explain their dumb movie with, like, history and shit.
I think
like
he,
that.
Like, quotes Lacan, too.
Lacan, these nuts.
Yeah.
He quotes Lacan.
He goes, we all wear masks.
Yeah. I knew that because I know about Lacan.
Yeah. Why, though?
To impress my girlfriend.
That's right. And it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. She's still not impressed.
Yeah, because she's too busy fucking The Mask, which is the plot of that movie.
That's Nick, I thought that now you're taking it too far.
The reveal at the end is that Cameron Diaz has actually been fucking Ben Stein the whole time, who stole The Mask from Jim Carrey. And The Mask coming back was a dream sequence that he used psychoanalysis to implant in Jim Carrey's head.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
So what does Ben Stein look like with The Mask? Because the bad guy
is
just like...
He is The Mask.
He is The Mask. That's the name of his character.
There is no Jim Carrey mask. Stanley Ipshits is having a fever dream in which he's not being cucked by Ben Stein even.
Wow.
And he has to pretend...
So there's no mask.
No. What happens is that Jim Carrey is a loser.
Uh-huh.
He goes to therapy because he can't fuck at his shitty bank job.
Right.
And Ben Stein, he's like, this girl you want to have sex with, what does she look like? And he's like, oh, she's Cameron Diaz.
She looks like Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. And then Ben Stein starts fucking her, and Whoa. Jim Carrey has to pretend that the guy wore a mask to do it because he can't deal with the fact that Ben Stein is fucking pulling him more trim than him.
Interesting. So The Mask is Ben Stein.
The Mask is Ben Stein.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Is The Mask also take place in Miami?
No. It's in a fictional city called Edge City where
really?
You never come.
Is it actually Edge City?
It is Edge City.
Nice.
Really?
Ba-dum-bum-bum,
ba-dum-bum-bum. Oh, I thought that probably because Ace Ventura...
Was Ace Ventura in Miami?
That's for sure Miami.
For sure.
Okay.
Because the dolphin got stolen.
Oh, right, of course. Have you ever been to Miami, Jamel?
I would love to go. I've never been.
Yeah.
I feel like I would like it.
Yeah.
Remember when you said you thought Scarlett Johansson would like you?
If we met, I think nothing? I still think that.
No, she wouldn't.
I still think if I met her and had a conversation with her,
off mic, we would vibe.
I didn't say that I could fuck her.
There's no chance.
But I thought that
which is worse
our
than
personalities
saying,
would vibe.
I think I could fuck Scarlett Johansson is less egotistical and fucking insane than saying, I think she would like
me. I think she'd really dig me.
I think she would be really
I think she would like me and think I was cool.
Because what you're saying
funny?
Is not only
definitely
that you could fuck Scarlett
Johansson, I'm charming.
But that she would want to date
funny,
you.
I'm not funny, but I'm charming.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't say she would want to date me.
You said this out loud. It was an internal thought that you let slip out.
First of all, I was on cocaine when I said that.
No.
And we were watching a boxing match. Second of all,
what did that got to do? What?
We were watching the Golovkin Canelo
Triple
fight.
G.
And I said that
when Canelo was having steroids
under the influence of cocaine,
but it was
I
true.
Still do feel that
cocaine
way.
Is really the mask. Mm-hmm. That's what Ooh. That movie's about is doing cocaine.
An allegory for cocaine.
That is true.
That's a
great point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the mask version of you is a guy who thinks he could be friends
with a green face that thinks I could be friends
with Scarlett Johansson.
Not friends. I wouldn't want to be friends with her. I'm not friends with women, just as a rule.
Whatever, man.
I can be lovers.
No, you can't.
Whatever, man. Anyway. Yeah, no, I'm just friends with guys and gay guys.
I think Scarlett Johansson would respect me if I met her.
I didn't say she would respect me.
Guys,
I said that she would like
you
want
to know something I was thinking about recently?
Like
the idea that if I met Scarlett Johansson, she would think I was a very respectable, cool guy.
I didn't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Adam, why are you telling us this? Why are you telling us this extremely embarrassing internal thought?
What celebrity do you think you would be friends with, Nick?
What celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
How to celeb that would follow you on Instagram and you wouldn't have to follow him back.
Anthony
just
Bourdain used to follow Nick on Twitter, but then he killed himself.
Yeah. Mm. So I guess
because you went, because you locked your account.
You can't say him because he's dead now.
I was keeping him alive.
You were, dude.
His family told me not to say that, but
Nick's tweets about diarrhea. We're keeping Anthony Bourdain alive. Once he stopped, that was what was in the note.
Mm.
Was I wish Nick would almost say the N-word on Twitter. But he stopped doing that, mm-hmm. So now I'm gonna just hang myself after eating some foie gras.
Goddamn, what life is worth living?
Yeah, you know his original name was Anthony Poor Brain, and he was really bad at sucking
cock.
Yeah, and I heard that's why he killed himself.
Poor Brain,
Anthony Poor Brain. That was his original name, huh?
Bus unknown. Because we're here in Syria, where the al-Nusra fighters have crossed over the border and have joined up with ISIS to, you know, do something. And I'm sucking their
dicks.
And
I'm going to give them head.
And I'm going to suck them off.
Man, you think I'm not going to say Poor Brain
Anthony
from now on?
Anthony Poor Brain.
Got some of that Anthony Poor Brain.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At the Chateau Marmont.
Oh, yeah.
Can you guys think of an individual blowjob that was the best blowjob?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yes, I can.
2013.
Really?
Yeah, mine was early.
What were the circumstances?
Just some girl I met at like a bum-ass bar show.
Mm. In D.C.?
It's Virginia. This is out by like George fucking Mason.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
it was weird. Are she you looked sure? a lot like Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't me.
It might have.
I was going to say it's Wardell.
Yeah, it was
all like, it looked like Adam, except her face was green.
I don't see what's so funny. I don't see what's so funny.
The mask is Adam just as gay.
Ha ha ha.
On,
very
it's
funny.
It's exactly him, but he's gay. it's your wildest desires. Yeah, it's you, funny. But heightened.
there's just swing music playing for some reason. He's in a zoot. He's in a pinstripe pantsuit blowing guys.
But anyway, Jamel was about to say that I gave him the best head.
Yeah.
So
best head of my life.
I think I was
thank you
about to get a compliment.
Thanks, bro.
Mm-hmm. Where did it take place? Do you remember everything about it? Do you remember, like, do you have memories from it?
I was at fucking Romaine's place.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm getting sucked off in Arlington.
Yeah. How does it come to Romaine's house?
Yeah. You're just in the living room. Romaine's behind that computer being like, you ever hear of Sega Genesis?
Yes. Fucking close.
Yeah.
That shit was super close.
Yeah. That was a Street Fighter where you could play Sonic.
Romaine was always, he was check out, always check building this out. His own console.
This is a picture of Sonic I drew with muscles, but he's a dragon. I'm divorced.
I remember he built his own console. And
he was so into building consoles.
Somebody stole it. He was like living. He moved as soon as he moved to DC. Someone busted his window and took his custom console. But left. There was like $2,000 in the car and like weed and mad other shit.
Really?
Left everything but the console.
It was a hit.
Damn.
This was an inside job.
It was a black nerd.
I think he was fucking this girl, and the girl took the console.
Wow.
I think that's what happened.
Took a console? Come on.
I mean, nothing else about it makes sense.
That's
awesome. So you were getting hit, and he was in the other room?
Nah, he had left. I was like, dude, what are you doing today? I'm about to get sucked
I need
off.
A spot
I gotta
get
this poor brain. Yeah.
I need to get some Anthony
Poor Brains. And he obliged me.
Very nice.
You always had, like, interns, Jamel.
Is that how
like
you call
Romaine,
it?
Romaine would, like, drive you to spots.
But then I was his intern. I was, like, his publicist.
What do you mean? That is true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Working together, bro.
No, Adam, some people have just, like, friendships.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me about friendship.
Excellent. I'm very happy for you.
It was tight, and I'll say this, was the best head I would classify. I've had head of that tier since.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Yes.
To any poor brains I've received after, but that was like the first time it was sick. And then afterwards,
your first blowjob?
Nah, it was like the first time it was like really tight.
Like, it was transcendent.
Yeah, yeah. I was fully in there, and then I was like, "Damn, that was great." And she was like, "Yeah." I was like, "I used to be married, and then I got divorced. Like when I was married, I never sucked my husband off. And then as soon as we broke up."
She just became super.
I love sucking dicks.
Super.
And I was like, damn, you're kind of, this is like despicable low key.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. You're a horrible guy. But I don't all right. like, yeah, but despicable. I'll reap the benefits.
Just Romaine comes in, he's just tired of shit, and he's like taking his Goku costume. Oh, hey, man, what's up? Oh, long day. Long day.
Romaine is
just
such
being,
a like,
being
just
black all Goku.
Just being Goku.
He's a prototypical black nerd.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, what does he do during the day?
He does like
computer stuff?
Yeah, big IT shit.
Yeah.
Like I remember graphic design for a bunch of people.
I was telling them.
Shouts out, Romaine.
Yeah, there was like
Romaine's
a
I love that guy.
There was a powerlifting meet at the gym I go to. And it's like statewide, there's like people who call come. And then there, some black nerd showed up, literally dressed as Goku, and like just destroyed everybody, and like barely seemed like he knew what he was doing.
He went super sick.
Like,
awesome,
he deadlifted
dude.
Like 700 pounds.
That
or something.
Fucking rules.
Oh shit!
How many times did you get sucked off by this woman though?
Definitely twice.
Because I
had a little vague on the third.
The best one ever happened to me, and it was almost like a mirage. Only happened once.
That's how I felt too.
And I, it's like
it's almost
as fell
if
off.
You dreamed it.
It was almost like I dreamed it.
I felt
the
same way.
And it was just we kind of parted ways. Mm-hmm. And salute to her out there, enjoying her life.
Nigga, did I ever tell you guys about the time I was doing the comic book shit at like the convention? This was in DC.
Uh-huh.
I was doing a video for the fucking airport.
I saw that in the airport.
Did I tell you about the guy who was dressed like Darkseid who lost his kids? It's this older black dude dressed like he went all out on a Darkseid costume. And like just in passing, all I hear is him say, "I'll take all the pictures y'all want after I find my kids. Let me just find my kids. And I'll take all the pictures y'all
that
need."
So fucking funny.
Holy shit. That is just trying to find and keeps getting stopped.
Desperately.
Yeah.
His costume was too good for him to find his fucking children.
His costume was so good he lost custody of his children, dude.
Damn.
That's how
you
know
you
really...
deleted scene in The Pursuit of Happiness.
Is it me in a bathroom with his kids?
Yeah. How about a movie called The Fursuit of Happiness? And it's a furry convention. Mm-hmm. And, it's that guy, and it's Will Smith. It's like, I'm just trying to feed my son and act like a fox that has sex. What are the foxes?
Yep, that's it.
Those are my suit.
Yeah, he has to get fucked in a fox suit.
Yeah, the first suit of happiness.
Yeah. I remember I saw that playing at Reagan.
Yo, Reagan on mute.
There was one with you at a sneaker convention too.
Yeah, dude, I was the dude. I was running shit.
You were the man on the street.
The man at baggage claim.
You were jaywalking for the airport.
I got paid in weed for that.
Did you
really?
Yeah,
by the airport.
Nah,
it was a production company. That's incredible. They completely ripped you off.
Yeah,
they probably got so much money from the airport, and they were like, "Dude, here's."
They were all getting free flights.
Yeah.
They got like 10,000 miles.
Like a half an ounce. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked.
How much weed was it?
It was like a no. It was actually it might have been something more in the
quarter pound.
Yeah,
okay, somewhere in the cubic.
It wasn't. It was a decent amount of weed.
Why does a production company have that much weed?
I don't know.
So. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I remember that guy.
Not gonna, you know. Yeah, I don't know what's on whose
we
books.
We can't
but
talk about that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I love talking about.
Well, you brought it
misdemeanors.
He brought up that he brought up that he was in the airport video.
That's true.
I didn't know he was paid in weed. Which I think is
yes, you
wrong.
Did. You knew. we don't have any ads, but come see us in Canada if you're there, guys. We will be there next week in motherfucking Toronto on the 14th. And then we added a show in Vancouver. We sold out quick the Sunday night, so we added a Monday night show. So we got Toronto on the 15th. We got Montreal on the 19th. Ottawa on the 21st. Vancouver now added on the 24th. And Edmonton on the 26th. And if you're in LA next Monday, I will be there on the 10th at the Lyric Hyperion. Hey, we might even throw our pal Jamel up for a couple
and
of
minutes.
I'll
York,
be in the back, you know.
And if
I'll
you're
be over there.
In New York on the
come
10th,
to Funny Moms.
Funny Moms. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're bi-coastal this week. You get your little fix of the cum boys, whether you're in
we
New
can,
York.
We'll Skype you in.
You can Skype,
Skype
me
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Yo, I was wondering who's making the
suck
off noises.
Them up.
Damn. Yeah, suck up our little cummies.
I might come to L.A.
Hey.
At least a day or two.
Fuck it, do it.
There it is. We could go to the Galleria.
Oh, the Galleria was a great move.
I love the Galleria.
Shouts out to Jamel, by the way. We should go to
the Glendale Galleria.
Yeah,
it's a great mall.
Yeah.
When you need a fat boy.
It's fat boy gear.
Fat boy gear.
They have like a million.
They have like 9 sneaker stores.
Yeah, 9 sneaker stores and the Macy's clearance section.
Is beautiful.
Benefiting the big and tall. Come on, son.
We got
to
go.
I used to work right near there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's Glendale?
Johnny's Pizzeria. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Is that where that guy almost sucked you off or whatever?
Glendale, Armenia.
Some guy came in a tornado. He stopped spinning. He's like, how much for a pizza? Ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. He just started blowing all the day laborers.
God damn. I just remembered Adam the Mask.
That was a good bit. That was pretty funny. From a couple of minutes ago?
From 10 minutes ago.
Yeah,
I just remembered it again.
As the guy who got sucked off in that bit, I loved it. I thought it was solid.
Yo, I bet you Mask Adam could probably finish 25 push-ups.
That's true.
25
get out there.
Yeah, dude.
I did 31.
Instead of doing 19
push-ups.
Of them.
I wasn't on the knees. I didn't do girl style. I did
Look,
toes,
Adam,
toes
we all saw
tips.
You. All right. Nick's being facetious. We all saw you do 27 push-ups.
It wasn't 27. Nick said 29 after I finished as a bit. No. Now you guys are lowering.
First of all, I said 29.
It was 31.
Guess who's gaslighting again?
Yeah, dude. You are.
Don't
you know
start
what?
With the
you,
gaslighting.
You do gaslight a lot, man.
Mm. No, you gaslight.
No, you gaslight.
You make me feel like I'm so crazy. You make me feel like a crazy clown.
Like you're loco.
Like
you make
clown.
Me feel loco.
You make me feel loco.
Oh fuck! I forgot. I didn't tell you guys. About
Jamel
this.
And I were doing this in Williamsburg the other day. We were doing Mexican guys talking about
being
loco.
Loco.
Yeah. You know my friend Adam. He's like a. Like a crazy, twisted clown.
They love that shit.
Yeah, they love clowns and jokers.
It's pretty tight.
My cousin, we call him Joker.
Joker's wild, baby.
Yeah.
Dude, the fucking...
You know, it's like clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
That's so true.
And here I am.
Stuck in the middle with dudes.
No, well,
there
no,
it is,
dude.
And that's how you cap it off. You ever get, you don't get sick from that? Because I know you be farting in mics a lot. Does that? Does anything ever happen?
No,
I mean, I've never been sick in my life.
I have a perfect immune
system. I'm too powerful.
Well, yeah, me too.
Your core is like activated right now.
I got dark magic. I got dark spirits that protect me. The dark spirits. How come there weren't any goth,
goth Indian?
American?
Yeah.
Whoa. The dark wolf crows. The eagles express. Many moons have passed since I saw My Chemical Romance at Ozfest.
I am not okay. I'm okay. I'm not okay.
They laugh at me because I'm different. And I laugh at them because they're all the same. Because they paint with all the colors of the wind. And I paint with the colors of death.
too accurate, Chief, some would say.
Yeah. Chief gets no head. That's why it's sad.
Yeah.
Chief Invader Zim.
Yeah, Chief Invader Zim.
Damn, dude. They laugh at like Chief's so random. they call me, that's my brother Sitting Bull. I'm Doom Penguin.
Tottenham did a handball in the box in the first minute.
Already?
Oh shit.
Fuck off, Spurs. Yep. All right, great.
I forgot to tell you
Champions
this.
Champions League Saturday.
Oh yeah, that's true. A lot of sport. A lot of sport.
We love sports.
I saw a guy yesterday. I was at the bar, and he had the font on his phone up so high that I could just... I wasn't trying to fucking read his shit, but he had this font like old people shit.
He was texting?
I saw a text he got from... It just said Janelle, and it said, I want to have sex with you right now, or I want to fuck you right now. And he just texted back, oh, yeah, with 3 exclamation points. And then he just stayed in the bar for 4 hours.
That's me, dude. I love that.
That guy fucking ruled.
Yeah, that's a move, son. Yeah. That's a power move.
He was like, oh, yeah.
Boy, yo, yo, yoing.
And then I
the best is responding to shit like that with LOL, damn.
Wild.
I think I've actually done that. For sure.
Oh, I've done that a million times.
Yeah, I did it more times.
Yeah,
but then I fucked them.
Yeah, but I've done it even more.
But then I also fucked
them. Yeah, but you know what?
I did it more than I
I'm thinking about it now. I've probably done it more.
You've done it more times, but I did it first. So
yeah, yeah, you're not even part of this.
Well, you've never actually. You've never done
this once.
I didn't,
you didn't even do it one time.
You have one of those Firefly phones for old people.
No, yeah. I had a two-way pager.
You have a phone that goes around your neck.
I had a two-way pager from the I Got the Hookup
candy
era.
Store.
No. No, I don't. You know that's not true. And you know that's a visual bit that I can't prove isn't true.
Then why is it around your neck right now?
It's not around my neck.
Why are you wearing a baby phone around your neck for emergencies?
Is that a baby phone?
Was that what was...
It's a Fisher Price. It's for adults.
Phone full of candy?
The jokes are for adults.
Did that weigh you down so you could only do 24 push-ups?
It was not 24 stop. That would happen. I did 31 push-ups.
No. No, you didn't.
I didn't film all of it. Like I would have had good evidence for you, but then I started filming the cat.
I filmed it, so no problem. We have it all. We have 24 push-ups. But yeah, man, I love that guy. That guy was incredible. He was like a little. He was like a skinny little African guy with fucked up teeth too. Like I did not get him see him for the pussy getting type.
Nice.
But then I suppose we don't know what Janelle looked like. But Janelle, it seems like a hot name.
Janelle is a hot name. That was what I was about to say.
Yeah.
But it's
if
debatable.
I had to put my money on it, I would
Janelle's
say.
Janelle's 11 years old.
Oh, yeah.
7 years.
To catch a predator sting raid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Poor fellow.
Well, maybe there was something weird because he looked at me and I was smiling so hard. I couldn't fucking help myself.
He did it for you.
And then I was like, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to read anything, but. Looks like you got a nice night ahead.
Oh, so he knew you read and you interacted with him.
Well, no. He didn't know I was behind his shoulder, but then he looked at me and he saw me smiling. Mm. And then he talked to me and I was like, dude, it looks like you got, I didn't mean to do it, whatever. But then he played it off like he didn't even send it. He was like, no, I don't know. He was like, why are you telling me I'm going to have a nice night? It looks like you're going to have a nice night, you with your girl. And I was like, But you just he tried to gaslight me. Actually,
maybe he was a virgin and he was afraid about losing his virginity, and you're putting too much pressure on him.
Left and right.
Dude, yeah. There's so much gaslighting now. Trump is gaslighting the whole world.
And you're doing it all.
That's what I said.
You're also doing it.
I'm not gaslighting the whole world. You guys are on a group text chat.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Jamel. We found out last episode, and you know this because you're in it. That the whole world is on a group thread.
Oh fuck!
About how Adam's dick is smaller than an aux cord.
Than an eighth inch.
I had to turn off the notifications because it just kept
everyone. Everyone's like, "LOL, Adam's dick is so
small." Yeah, everybody.
Oh yeah, I guess this guy's finding out.
Yeah,
he's a coconut farmer from Jakarta.
Oh man.
Oh fuck.
What a fun time.
Yeah. Great time, dude.
Yes, Adam, you know, your tiny penis is valid though.
It is.
Thank you, sir.
That's what I'll say.
All I'm looking for is validity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be validated.
And some fluidity.
1-0 Liverpool.
To get pissed in the face.
What else?
What else is in the damn news? I came through with that one guy's anecdote.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah, Jamel and I told the story of that annoying Jewish woman.
Lady.
Yeah. Take her to the ovens, right?
Well,
damn, dude.
Fuck. Damn, sorry. I didn't mean to go so early.
I don't know about that.
I didn't mean to go so hard.
Yeah, well, you did. You actually did.
I've been seeing a lot of guys with do-rags listening to Cardi B since I've been here.
Yep.
Feels good. That's what's up with me. Mm-hmm.
There's a whole movement. What about Meg Thee Stallion?
Oh, I mean, come on.
Another hot lady that raps and I'd like to have sex with.
Yeah,
she's a stallion, but that's a male horse.
No. It's a big, fine woman.
Yeah.
But why would she call herself a mare?
Everyone knows a stallion is a tall girl with big-ass titties and a fat ass.
No, it's not. It's a male horse.
Okay. No, they took that back for them.
You're really embarrassing yourself right now.
Why would you call yourself the male kind of the horse?
Oh, my God.
Adam's never
They've been
sex.
You're a hot chick.
Adam's Jesus never Christ. Sex.
I've had sex
with a girl.
With a stallion? No, I haven't had sex with a stallion.
Yeah, you haven't.
Sylvester Stallone is the Italian what?
Okay.
The Italian He's fine, Rocky. Dude.
The Italian stallion.
The Italian Rocky. Everyone knows that.
He's the Italian stallion.
His classic nickname.
More gaslighting. Gaslight. Gaslight.
First of all, Stallone wasn't even in that movie.
Yeah, dude.
He's not in the Gaslight, so now who's gaslighting?
No, you're gaslighting me because he's the Italian stallion. Everyone knows that. And it's because he's the male kind of horse.
Dude, chill out. Okay.
I'm just saying the Italian kind of horse, yeah. You fucking idiot.
He's the horse. Yeah.
That's literally what Italian stallion means. It's an Italian version of a horse.
I thought a stallion is a guy horse.
No, if it was, then it would be called the male stallion.
No, that's redundant.
No, it isn't.
So what's a female horse called?
A mare.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good. Megan the mare?
Yeah, well, it makes more sense.
Ew.
Shut up, dude.
Megan the Thoroughbred.
Honestly?
Right? So that's not gender.
Thoroughbred is another one. People call hot girls
Thoroughbred. You say a girl, yeah. She's got legs like a Thoroughbred.
But stallion is...
I only know that from Las Vegas Vacation. When Rusty looks at his sister in that dress and she's like, and Rusty goes, I didn't know my sister had legs like a Thoroughbred.
He wanted to fuck his sister?
There's like a moment where Rusty's thinking about fucking his sister.
Who plays Rusty in that one?
Isn't it one of the Quaids?
No.
Las Vegas Vacation was a big deal for me growing up. Yeah, I saw that movie all the damn time. Randy Quaid, very funny.
Hard penis all I ever wanted.
He tried to go fishing at the Hoover Dam.
Hard penis every day in my ass. Hard penis all
Adam's
ever
favorite
wanted.
Movie was National Lampoon's Provincetown Vacation.
Oh, the gay town on Cape Cod.
Yeah.
In case people didn't know that regionally, and they live maybe in Australia or a different country, that's a gay town. It's the gay town in Cape Cod. You guys were wondering.
Yeah, it's a vacation Chevy Chase took by himself when he told his family he was on a work trip.
Honey, I found this mask.
Chevy Chase is
That's
the mask.
Just my lipstick. Vacation gay.
National Lampoon's Fire Island Vacation.
Rusty, come on. Don't embarrass me in front of the locals. Suck this
vacation,
man's penis.
Everyone's gay. Vacation AIDS hasn't been discovered yet.
Vacation, this community is about to be ravaged. Mm-hmm. but for now it's just party time.
Mm-hmm. What was that gay DMX shit?
Oh yeah,
he was talking about real.
Well, in Belly, the scene in Belly where he has the gun and he's pointing it at that guy and he's like, "Take your clothes off, take your clothes off," and everyone's like, "What are you doing?" That scene is so confusing.
Yeah, because he wanted to.
He wanted to sexually humiliate the other guy, but it kind of was like he was trying to see the guy's dick. Mm-hmm. No,
nah, yeah, DMX's character in Belly is for sure.
He's
bi,
like, well, he just
and, and a pedophile.
He's so dumb that he doesn't know he's gay.
Yeah,
you know,
he's like, too, sounds like somebody I know.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Don't worry about it. Somebody stop me.
I'm excited for the road, boys. We had some laughs.
Yeah.
We had some laughs in Australia. Definitely at my expense a lot of those times.
No.
Yeah,
except that time Nick kept farting in your face. That was one of the funniest things I've ever experienced.
Oh shit,
Mel, dude, Nick got him. Must have been seven times in a row.
Just to the face.
It was insane.
Just like butt to the nose.
Like the third time.
Contact. Full contact.
I was trying to work on his set, and I was just like, sort of like walk up and stand there.
Just back
and then I get him.
He's got a moleskin out.
He just did not see it coming.
Anytime. It was
incredible. I walked into it every single time. It was like Sideshow Bob with the ring.
It got to the point where like the manager had to leave because he was laughing.
Yeah. The road manager was laughing.
Josh. Shout out to Josh.
Shout out to Josh. We're about to be reunited.
We're about to see him in Canada.
Yeah, it was nice seeing Josh like come around to the idea of being mean to you.
Yeah,
it took him not long at all.
Listen, five farts in a row in someone's face, you're going to laugh at.
At first he was like, "Guys, why are you being so mean to Adam?"
No, he was being professional.
Yeah,
professional. He was like, "I understand this is their dynamic, and I shouldn't."
When you were doing San Frangelico guy after that show, Josh had like no idea. He like looked at me. He's like, "What?" I'm like, "It's like a guy that thinks the city is Italian, but it's not Italian at all." And he just started dying of laughter. but he didn't know like the reference point as a New Zealander.
No one from Australia has heard of San Francisco.
Yeah,
they have.
They don't know what it is. Adam has to educate all of them.
No, he didn't.
That's why he likes going to these other places so he can be the smartest man in Australia.
Well, that's
like, have you ever heard of Chicago?
That's not true. They're smarter guys.
Yeah.
In Australia?
Mm. Yeah.
Who's smarter? Eric Bana?
Yep. Eric Bana.
He's not that smart.
Yeah. Matthew Dellavedova.
Eric Deli is smarter than you.
Dellavedova is
smarter
than
Mills you. Is almost as smart as me, but not
Nicole racist.
Nicole Kidman is almost as hot as me.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Okay. Her pussy's almost as wet as
yours. It's crazy that she used to be Australian.
I know. That happens to all Australians. When they move here, they lose the accent. It's like,
I guess I won't talk retarded anymore.
Yeah.
She still has it.
Keith Urban is an Australian country singer. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Dude. He sings American
country. It's insulting. It's insulting.
We should fuck him up. We should steal
his ass.
That's
our art, you know?
That's our art.
Remember Carl Urban?
No.
Is he in movies anymore?
Oh, yes. He was in Thor Ragnarok.
He's in Dread, too.
Yeah.
Dude, Dread was sick. I'm so glad I watched that.
Dread rules.
He stars in Dread, the new Dread.
Yeah. But that's kind of a shitty one to star in because you don't see your face.
Well, you see his mouth.
You see him scowling.
Yeah. He's a good mouth actor.
You're terminated, bitch. Did you like his mouth?
Fuck you.
Well, his acting.
We've got three faggots on level 4.
From the mouth down.
We've got a green faggot on level 4 sucking everybody off.
He has requesting to do
his requesting level 4 in the lockdown. Adam Friedland, you were charged with 36 counts of sexual assault against males, but only 21 counts of doing push-ups. Your sentence is death.
No! No! I did 31 push-ups.
Judge Stavros, please shoot him in the fucking face.
No, you shoot me in the dick for that. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Do they?
You'd like that.
You wouldn't know.
You'd like
you're
it
not
too
in
much.
The
that's what the,
you'd
that's
like
what
it
the
too
judge
much.
Is, you're getting
all the,
buried
all the
open
are coming
dick
up
casket.
On his visor.
Yeah.
Ooh, small dick.
You'd like it too much because it would technically be a man touching your penis.
Don't shoot him in the dick. He'll love it.
He's that gay.
That's what gay guys are into.
Okay. Don't aim for his dick. That's what he wants.
Oh, fuck.
That's a good crossover.
Remember, rookie, don't shoot him in the dick or ass.
Do not shoot his ass. Under no circumstances do you shoot his ass.
Real shit.
Set your gun to pussy simulator.
and then shoot him in the dick.
Shoot him. Shoot him with a super soaker full of pussy juice.
Shoot him. Shoot him with a... Say
get the fuck? Get the pussy juice hose.
Is a bunch of gay guys locking
like a
arms.
Civil rights
gay guys yeah. locking arms outside of a restaurant.
So we shall
the
overcome.
Fire department. the pussy juice.
What? That's like as a police brutality. Yeah, they brutalize gay men. You know, back in Alabama in the 50s, they used to spray gay men with pussy juice.
Oh fuck, dude! The pussy
you have a civil juice. Right to die. Waterboard them with pussy juice.
Holy shit. Oh, man. That's some of the wildest shit I've ever heard.
Listen, shit,
life.
Fuck. Thank you. You've got 3 seconds to tell me where the mask is or I'll fill your nasal cavity with pussy juice.
Damn, dude.
That's
Rookie,
right, dude.
Keep your eye on his dick. Make sure it doesn't come anywhere near my ass. You get my 6.
Right, because he's got the bendy long mask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember, his dick is made out of cartoons. Rookie, keep an eye on my 6. Don't let his cartoon dick get anywhere near my ass.
That would be an awesome crossover. Just a mischievous gay mask versus the super serious Dread.
Mm-hmm. Super live. That randomly was making me think. If you guys ever heard anybody have a open dick casket, you shoot at him in the face.
Yep.
Open dick. That's only right. His dick is exposed to the
funeral. Want a glory hole. I want a glory hole casket.
But
so
is
my
your dick
hard? My hard
on,
dick pops
the dick
out.
They can make a dick
hard.
If you want. Yeah.
You could make it hard.
Load it up. Yeah.
You could make
like
it
hard.
I thought you die hard.
That's what. But it's
I thought rigor mortis sets in and your dick
Yippee
is hard.
Yippee ki yay, motherfucker.
Yeah. That's what Bruce Willis told me.
Wow. It's stiff, but it's soft. If it's rigor mortis, you want it hard. So right before I die, I'm gonna jack off.
Yeah.
Right, I'm about to come and then I shoot myself in the head.
Dread. Edge it off.
His dick is hard. Yeah, it's because he's fucking dead. You have to learn the difference, Rookie. A lot of these gay guys go around hard, but dead guys are also hard. There's only one way to figure out which ones are which.
Dredd's universe, only gay guys get hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In Mega City 1, no one has sex except gay guys.
Oh my goodness.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. Yes,
man. That movie's awesome.
It rocks cock.
It's just 5 guys speeding down a freeway having sex with each other in a van. They're like, fuck, we got a judge on our ass. It's just him on that motorcycle.
Dispatch, I got 4 homos railing each other out of the van.
The guy like huffing cum and you just see it go into
no,
his
it's just
brain.
Doing poppers.
Just doing poppers. Yeah. See it go into his brain and just boom. His asshole dilates in fucking
slow
60
motion.
Frames per second.
I've got 4 homos in a van, northbound on interstate. They've gone into the Peaches Projects. Pursuing on foot.
Be careful, Dredd. They're very gay right now.
Copy.
They're incredibly horny.
Copy that, Dredd.
Ah, fuck.
Hell yeah. I love that.
That's a really good one, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well,
goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
No, we could do a little longer.
Yeah, we probably should.
What are y'all doing? What do I do usually? What about
like
90?
An hour to an hour and
do
a half?
An hour, somewhere between an hour and an hour.
20.
Know. Yeah.
I'm just like.
If we're not feeling it, we do an hour.
Man, I'm physically exhausted. That fucking gay Judge Dredd shit took a lot out of me.
It was a good bit.
That was a good old bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nick's in an ice bath right now, recovering from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sometimes Nick goes too hard.
My liver hurts. My liver hurts from saying gay shit.
Oh, fuck.
Well, what should we do in Canada? Jamel, have you ever been to Canada?
Nah, I mean, go straight for the poutine.
Mm-hmm. It's trash, dude.
Poutine's trash?
Yeah, I had it when I was up there a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. Mr. I've already been to Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. Soggy fries.
Mr. Experience, Mr. Scarlett Johansson would want to.
Don't bring that up again.
Why?
It's an embarrassing thing I said when I was on drugs.
All right.
People
man.
Say embarrassing things on drugs all the time.
You said y'all in Toronto next week.
Mm-hmm. Well, next week from when this comes out.
You going to try to. So after. I mean, fuck, y'all going to try to go to like game six?
Oh,
game
wow.
seven?
Will we be there?
No, I think the finals will be over.
You ain't going back up?
Well, I don't know. The 15th, what's today? The 1st?
The 1st. It can't it be could 2 weeks.
It no, might it be in Golden State still.
It's 2-3-2.
Let's see. Okay, guys. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to check
gonna spend
on the
$5,000 on finals tickets?
I literally would.
I can't anymore because my card doesn't even work.
So I
then they kick y'all out as soon as they put Adam on the kiss cam. That'll be live.
All right, game 3 is Wednesday the 5th. Game 4 is the 7th. Game 10th, or game 5th, is on June 10th. Game 5 is on June 10th. Damn, I'm stupid.
Yeah, nigga, damn.
I'm fucking dumb as shit. Game 6 is on the 13th.
That's close. So game 7.
Oh, fuck. Game 7 will be in Canada if there is one. But we'll be in Montreal, I think. Fuck, are we going to be going up against... Fuck, when are we in Montreal?
But Montreal doesn't give a fuck. They're like French, dude.
No, yeah, we will be
in Toronto for game 7.
The day of game 7.
And we don't have a show.
Actually, we'll be in we're traveling that day.
Those Damn tickets it. Are $1 million, but it's an option.
Yeah, Damn. But a million loonies.
Dude, game 7?
You converted.
Yeah,
there's no way we could afford going.
You
can
move
seven.
A loony.
No, it'd be crazy.
How much do you think it would cost?
I mean, over like $500-$600 for nosebleeds.
That's not bad. I would pay that for nosebleeds. I think it costs more than that.
You think?
To get in the fucking for game 7.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, if there even is one. That'll be cool though, to be in Canada.
It'll be so cool.
Fuck, we got
to go to Jurassic Park.
Canada's
going to
be fun as fuck. You guys are going to crush it out there. Have a good time. Get some flannels.
You know what we need
in Montreal?
You know what we need? We need tuxedos, dude.
For our shows. Especially
like
the one,
denim
the
joints
one in Toronto that we're doing is in like a historic theater.
It's in like, they do like Broadway there.
And like
dude.
Shakespeare and shit there.
Seriously. No
Seriously,
joke.
No, yeah.
It's like this giant, beautiful 900 seater.
What?
Yeah.
And then they're going to have you fucking idiots come in there and tell everybody how gay Adam is?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
For
yes.
money.
Yeah.
For money.
Damn, yeah, we're like having trouble booking the UK, and it'd just be so funny to just go to the UK and like, you know, they're used to just dog shit, like, you know. And then my father molested me, and that's when I learned how to dance.
Ha, 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 ha. That's their comedy.
Yeah, that's
Seriously.
Their comedy. And then just be like, oh, it's Adam, but he's gay, but then it's Spider-Man, and he's...
And the webs are coming out of his ass.
The webs is... Yes, dude. Yeah.
And Dr. Octopus like, actually has eight cocks.
Bring back the queer dancers. Bring back them, yeah. Bring back that one man review.
Yeah, it's all about... Well, their stand-up sucks, but their like TV shows are pretty funny.
Damn. What?
Name one.
That's some serious insight.
Name There's one. What?
They have so many good like fucking comedy shows.
The Office?
Like, Doctor Who.
Okay. Fucking Brass Eye.
Look who's...
What's Brass
Alan
Eye?
Sporting a coif. Alan Partridge series. The day today.
My favorite.
What a
lovely coif you have today.
Shut up.
I've never seen... I honestly don't watch...
The Wellesley
Peep
Boys.
Peep Show's my favorite...
Peep Show's a
Peep
good
Show's
point.
My favorite sitcom ever.
Peep Show's really good. You got me there.
Little Ninnies.
They're good at like... they're good at satire, and they're good at like sitcoms too.
But
the Friendly
but
Brambles.
Suck at stand-up.
But also, there was... there's
Have
like
you
weird...
seen my dick?
Have you seen BBC. My dick?
Dude,
coming up on
Nick,
Have You Seen My Dick.
You grew up watching fucking Hyacinth also.
What's that?
You grew up watching that show too, the Hyacinth show.
We have that? Nothing in common.
No, Nick. Now he's acting like he didn't watch it.
Wait. Are you talking about? There were some shitty shows though on PBS that
Keeping
they would play.
Up Appearances. Yeah, that show is sucked. Amazing. It doesn't suck, dude.
As a little kid, I hated it.
It's absolutely fabulous.
I've numerous times cited it as one of the greatest television shows of all time, but in this instance, it sucks.
Now he's going to disagree.
Wait.
It is one of the best sitcoms ever.
Is that the one where they're in a hotel?
No, that's Fawlty Towers.
Hyacinth
is
like...
Are you being served as
Hyacinth
is
one of the best characters.
Hyacinth is an amazing character.
Who's Hyacinth?
Hyacinth
from Keeping Up Appearances, yeah.
No, it's a middle class woman that's just like
she has airs and graces.
She's
like she's upper class. Yeah,
she's a snobby.
Her last name's Bucket, but she pronounces it
Bouquet, and then she's like ashamed of her white trash family. And
the show in a mall?
Fawlty Towers.
No, Are You Being Served?
Oh, Are You Being Served?
Yeah,
is that one good?
No,
I don't know.
No, Are You Being Served is not funny.
Because I remember seeing that as a kid and being like, "This show sucks,
dude." Yeah. I tried to like because I liked fucking Keeping Up Appearances so much. That I would watch fucking, Are You Being Served? And I'm like, this is garbage.
Fawlty Towers was the hotel one.
John Cleese?
John Cleese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
Which
good?
Was like, it was all right. It was like just a like basic sitcom.
It seemed kind of dumb to me as a child.
Yeah, it was kind of dumb. They had like this foreigner.
But
as
I
their,
loved, let me
as
tell you
But All in the Family's based on a British show.
I loved Mr. Bean, though, I'll
and
tell you
all
that.
In, all in the Family's like probably yeah. the
so
best
So do you agree now that
got,
their TV shows are good?
Because of Mr. Bean, yes.
Okay.
Because of Mr. Bean, yes.
Dude, Mr. Bean's hilarious. Remember when he has to go to bed
he
so he
so
shoots
funny.
The light?
He shoots the light?
Dude.
That is so good.
That's one of the smartest things I've ever seen. So funny. Adam could never come up with something like that or think of it.
I fucking legitimately
love
that.
He doesn't speak. That's a big part of the show. Adam never, that probably went over Adam's head.
Do you remember his
I love that
his
shit.
Comedy special on HBO?
No. I didn't want to ruin Rowan Mr. Atkinson? Bean for myself.
It was pretty fucking cool.
Was it good?
He had this bit where he was playing drums and he didn't say a single thing. Mm. It was all sound effects. It was pretty tight.
If it's Mr. Bean.
I mean, I'm saying this based on like I thought it was tight when I was 11, so I don't know if it's cool.
I'm going to rewatch the Mr. Bean movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did he
there
get
were
ahead?
Multiple, I thought. No?
I remember the Mr. Bean movie coming out. Mm. And then he's in that other one, Johnny English fucking
where he plays Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
You know, he's had to have fucked before. You know, Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah, he's had to.
Can you imagine being that woman just thinking,
getting
like,
balled
I'm
out.
Fucking Mr. Bean.
Eating pussy like... Yummy.
Yeah. I like that he has like the same mannerisms as Kurt Metzger.
That is true.
That's really funny.
Kurt has all of Mr. Bean's mannerisms.
Maybe Mr. Bean has a big ass dick too.
Yeah,
he has to. That's why he doesn't need to speak.
That's true. Yeah,
he probably
lets his hard ass, long ass English
dick
speak for
you. Yeah, for sure.
That is so fucking true. Yeah. Damn.
What else is in the news?
Did you see that Philippines guy say he used to be gay? Duterte or whatever.
Oh yeah, he rules.
Trump loves him too.
He said his opponent has gay mannerisms, and that he used to be like his opponent, but he cured himself.
Whoa!
Pretty awesome. He's basically saying he used to be gay.
Yeah, that dude kind of gay. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, I used to be. Gay.
It's like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places.
That guy's gay. I know because I used to be gay. It's so awesome.
You can't go easy on these guys, Coleman.
That's true. Yeah. Although I saw Trading Places recently, and I didn't think it held up.
True.
I just thought...
I remember the titties,
it was too
though.
Slow. The titties.
Formative titties.
Yeah. Monumentally held up.
Yeah.
Those were some fat yummies, dude.
I mean, yeah.
God damn.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
In fact, let me just Google the titties from that.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Why do people say she had a dick?
Because she had short hair.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Jinx. By the way, well done.
Jinx, personal jinx.
Do you remember that scene in True Lies? Do you remember the scene in True Lies where Arnold makes her strip?
No, nobody does, dude.
Jamie Lee what? Curtis?
Nobody remembers
titties.
That. Only you did, because you thought she had a dick, and that was when you were disappointed to find out she doesn't.
No, you can't see
like, oh boy, finally. I've had this fantasy about a woman with big tits, but she's got a dick instead. And Jamie Lee Curtis is the answer.
Dude, Jamie, these are some fucking nice titties. Oh, yeah. Dude.
She had great cans.
Yeah.
Jamel, the kid had
like
great cans.
No, that's real. Damn. That's real business.
How funny is that you're like this incredibly hot woman, and then all of these children are calling you a hermaphrodite?
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying.
These like children that don't know what horny is. They're like, she's a trans
She's
person.
Got a cock, and that's
you know
gross.
She had a
gross.
Dick and a pussy.
She's like, what are you talking about? I have juicy tits.
Yeah, like perfect
she's like, you know, exposing herself to
world-class titties.
Yeah, these are incredible, man.
Let me see again.
Yeah. These are some perfect.
Yeah.
These are some perfect dead
Yes,
dads.
Sir.
Dead.
Yeah, you know, truck horn.
Honk if you want to see. Honk if you're horny and liking titties.
Man, I worked
Damn,
at
I would
a,
love to drive my tractor trailer directly through any pussy. Parade to get to her.
Oh, man.
Just
this
to,
you. Just, why do you have to bring terrorism?
I'm just saying what I would do.
I would run over. I would run over 15 to 25 infidels.
I would
just
do
to get
110
titties.
Right through the middle of Charlottesville, not stopping for a second to get a moment. Mm-hmm. To honk at those.
Damn, these are some.
Just to honk.
Just a
I'm going to keep looking at other titties, too.
Just to give a couple of toots on the old Challenger horn.
Now I used to work at a truck stop, and I always thought I was going to see, like, wild, like, ratchet, like, white bitch titties. Mm-hmm. But it never happened.
That's a.
It'll just be like truckers throwing out like Ziploc bags of piss.
Mm. Respect. Wait, you never saw a lot lizard?
No.
Now I'm looking at someone named Patricia Farinell, who was in Playboy in the 80s. It looks like, and she has huge tits.
Just in general, just by comparison. Damn, those are some.
Damn, those are massive.
Cat, guys, check out Patricia Farinell. Classic,
Kitty.
Classic boobs.
Kitty, look at them tits.
Cat, look at that.
Wow. I wonder if she did pornography.
We're just
now
this
everyone's tuning in to me getting ready to... Oh, there's her pussy. Nice.
Somebody's here for that.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Preparing to jack off?
Yeah, me just getting my mentally. My jack off affairs in order. Uh-oh, Betty Wright. Damn, this lady is unbelievable. Good thing I bust a little nutterino earlier today, or else I would be fully hard right now.
Be a mess. Hey, you got on sweats? Come on, dude.
Come on, sweat, dude.
I was trying to be professional here.
No, this is that's,
Jesus
that's
Christ.
The charm of the show.
Come on, man. Is that why you wear sweats to these?
Yeah, dude.
No, he wears sweats every day because he needs an elastic band.
Yeah, he needs a little extra. Hey,
easier,
I get that,
dude.
Dog.
Come on.
I've been in sweat. I only wore jeans once this whole trip.
I only wear jeans at business meetings and funerals, dude.
These
otherwise,
are my,
it's always
my dress
sweats.
Jeans. Yeah.
My dress jeans are my dress dungarees.
I always thought it was so lame how like when people in the military go to formal events they have to put on their fancy military uniform.
Their dress
you thought
blues?
That was lame that the troops protect us?
No.
You said you want to challenge any veteran to
well,
a fight.
Well, I've gone on the record saying that before that I've never respected a troop.
What about the admiral?
That's pretty cool considering that you know.
What?
We just had Memorial Day.
Yeah, dude, that's funny.
I respect the dead ones, not the cowards who lived.
Like who? Name one dead one.
A dead troop?
John McCain.
That you respect.
Fuck. Who's Patricia Farinello?
Peter Henry.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Mm-hmm. He didn't die as a troop.
Yeah, he did. He was wearing the outfit.
Yeah. He was wearing the
So he's in the... If you make your own Navy, you're still a troop.
That's true.
Oh, that's true. That's you guys, cool.
You guys remember that DC
Is
rapper?
It true that L. Ron Hubbard started Scientology because the regular Navy wasn't gay enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually 100%.
Found a video of Patricia Farinell.
You're just watching a video
on
X-Hamster.
Come on.
What's she doing?
What the hell?
Patty Farinelli.
Yo, describe the porn.
You don't even got your browser on private.
Oh, dude, listen to these tunes.
To the fucking Commodores?
Yeah.
Just getting fucked to the Commodores?
I directed this video and did all the music for it.
That's a good touch. That's a good music choice.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Do you remember when Eminem had that porn star in his... music video.
Oh, what the fuck? They have a baby picture of her.
Man, I'm down. What? Hold up, man.
This is starting with baby pictures.
I thought it was going to end with her getting fucked, man.
Wait, this goes to her being fucked at some point?
I think she's just jacking off.
This is just real.
A friend of hers took a pic of her. Okay, let's see your pussy, please. Damn, she's like cooking with her family?
Yeah, I'm about to add that Commodore's joint to my playlist right now. Hold up. Lonely.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see.
No, don't show him.
Oh,
this fucking rules, dude.
Oh, she's got a good attitude.
Yeah. You know who has a bad attitude?
Who?
Me.
I know.
That's shit. She's jacking.
That's why you need an attitude adjustment.
I don't need an attitude adjustment.
I'll adjust that attitude.
You will do nothing of the sort.
You need to adjust that.
You'll get
that
your jaw adjusted all the way into the back of your fucking skull.
I don't understand how that works.
Come anywhere.
Music close change.
To
how could you get my jaw in the back? What's going on now?
Describe the porn. This is a little more pornographic, I feel. Yeah. I like the Commodores as much as anybody, but.
Lady gives head.
This is bizarre. I thought I was going to see her jacking off, but now she's eating dinner with her family.
Bro.
Oh, and now she's naked again. God damn.
Damn,
is this the same show as 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, this is stop looking at pornography.
This is what we've been doing for the last 2.5 years of our lives.
We've done other shit. You're engaged.
I'm
Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah.
I've learned Mandarin in the last 2 years.
Ooh.
I've got.
That's actually huge.
Oh, yeah. My God. All right, I got to stop this. Anyway, folks, this is
stop.
About,
show
it's
us,
about time.
Show us what percent. I can see it through your pants a little bit.
No, I'm not hard.
He's poked out.
All right. You ready to go?
Yeah, that was. Listen, guys. So see us in Canada. See me in LA. And also check out Patricia Farinelli's Playboy Playmate, Miss December 1981, if you want to jack off to the kind of stuff I'm into. Thank you to Jamel, nonprofit comic.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter,
Broccoli
Insta.
Broccoli House on Insta.
Broccoli House. Check our man out.
You have any plugs?
I mean, that's it, bro. I'll be around.
Yep. See our man's there. Bye, guys.